Hello, Chaley. So welcome to the quality control voice memo. So on Mixdoll, when you put the names in the computer or in the ultrasound machine, can you put the last name first? And because it just came over strange on our system when it was archived, so I couldn't find it. So I always search by the last name. So the last name should be first in the however you put it in the machine. Let me just double check, see if I can see it, how you did it. No, this is you've got an SIOTA machine, so I'm not sure how that works, but it just came over backwards. Okay, so left kidney looks good on Stoll. So you have a still image on the left kidney. Images are just a little bit dark. Bladder, good. Nice pattern. Get all the way to the edge, one edge to the other edge, and then come back. Good, you did the second clip was good. Nice pelvic urethra. Excellent. Iliacs are good. Left adrenal, you got. Left kidney, nice sweep. Go all the way to the edge, make it disappear, and come back again. Don't cut it short, because you'll miss a lesion in the last part of it. Good pass on the spleen. Good, you got splenochylus, very good. Looks like you got the cranial pole as well. So this is a big dog, so you're gonna be testing your machine on the big dog. You wanna lower the frequency as low as you can. You've got about 6 megahertz, you wanna lower it to 4, and that'll help you penetrate that deeper, those deeper structures, because you're really only having a diagnostic scan for the first 4 or maybe 5 centimeters in this dog. So. Now you're getting up to position 8 and 9 and 10. You want to remember at 8, you want to double the depth because you're not deep enough. You're missing the depth on this dog. Your positions are good, and your sweeps are pretty solid. Remember, go edge to edge, even on the spleen as well. Good, you're keeping up with the machine fine. You're not going too fast, you're not going too slow on most of your sweeps, so that's good. Just you're too short on the depth in the cranial abdomen in positions 9 on. And same on 14 on the right kidney. Got a good sweep on the right kidney. You're in good position. The reason I can see the right adrenal, it's just on the bottom of the screen dropping out because your depth is too short. So if you started at 6 centimeters of depth at the beginning of the exam, you should be about 12 towards after you get done with position 8. So that's your whole issue right there is a depth, because I like everything else you're doing. Just go edge to edge all the way, and just remember to double the depth and lower the frequency on these bigger docks. So scan at 4 megahertz and not at 6, because you're not going to have any penetrating power. So let's go over to Stella. Stella Horsall. Hang on just a second. That one didn't download for some reason. Just a moment. Okay, here we go. Got it. Knocked down Stella. So, okay, so still image is what you want, are your adrenals long axis and your kidneys long axis. So you should have 4 still images each time. Bladder, not a lot of urine in there, so you have to lighten up on the compression, on the pressure, so you let that bladder drop on in. Your near field has some artifact in it, just lack of contact, so you're hitting hair or you don't have enough gel, or you see that kind of that fog in the near field. That's what that's all about. So this left adrenal looks a little big, looks like you got it well. Left kidney, nice sweep. Short axis, nice sweep. Nice on the spleen. A little bit short on the depth. I would add a little more depth on this dog. Maybe start at 7 centimeters of depth, possibly. Some stomach congested to work around. So again, and you get to position 8, you want to double the depth, so you should be at 12 centimeters. I like your sweeps, though. Nice on the liver, getting all the way to the edge, very good. Come all the way back. Don't forget to come all the way back, so go all the way to the edge and then come all the way back again. So depth on the liver, yeah, you did increase the depth, but you want a little bit more than what you have there. You want to make sure you see the whole liver, and it's just dropping out in the middle and the bottom right of the screen. Right kidney, good depth, so you did this better on this one than you did on the other one. And you're approaching that right adrenal. You just need to go a little bit further on that right kidney. It's just the image quality on your machine is not the greatest. I am seeing the right adrenal. It's mushy, but it's there. You got it. You got a nice long vena cava, so good. No problems. Your last few clips there seem to be a little bit short on depth again. So it's just about the amount of depth you should have. So your bladder's at a good depth. Maybe I would add a little bit more to that. So good point of reference. If it's like a Yorkie, you want about 5 centimeters of depth, and then you jump to about 4 centimeters to start and 8 to double, or 8 when you position 8. On like a Beagle, you want about 6 and move to 12. On a golden retriever, a big dog, probably 7 and move to 14, something like that. So you got the left adrenal in the next second sweep. That's good. Just going through your second set images here. Again, the depth when you hit the 8, right when you get done with that spleen, jump to 8, or jump to double your depth. Liver sweeps are pretty good. You got better depth on this one. I'd probably want to be about 10 centimeters. You're at 8. So you just want a little bit more space beyond that diaphragm all the time. Right kidney, good sweep. Okay, so that caudal pole goes away before the cranial pole. That means you're dropping the tail not straight up and down, but at an angle. So then you correct it. Good, you corrected it. Very good. Nice. Excellent. You corrected it on the next clip. Love it. Just if you would have gone a little bit further, you didn't go all the way. You went in your sweep. You didn't go far enough to get the right adrenal gland. But nice C-loop. Nice couple of C-loops. Just need more depth. So it's all about depth for you and frequency. Again, this is a bigger dog, so the frequency is pit bull. So, 5 megahertz probably a way to go on this guy. And just make sure you have good contact there, no hair getting in the way. And if you do have hair, just alcohol and gel it. But I think this is a great start. You only have a couple of things to adjust, and you're off to the races. So very good.